Good morning. This is Dennis again with Daily Inspirations. Hopefully you had a great day yesterday and may the Lord bless you today as you study His scriptures, you read His scripture, other than even what I'm going to share with you this morning. This morning I'm going to share I'm going to go over the same passage I was yesterday. I would like to bring out something more that I did yesterday and something even a little more powerful that I really don't want anyone to miss. So let's read that passage again from Psalms 103 from verse 1 to verse 5. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul," excuse me, "and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies thee, thy mouth, with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." So if you notice there in verse 3 through 5, it says, "Who forgiveth all iniquities." Those three verses start in with who forgives, who redeems, who satisfies. Now, there's something very powerful that I really want to bring out this morning. And if you look back in verse 2, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Verse 1 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Okay, so we have some room here to add a person's name in there, or even your own name. So my name is Dennis. I'm just going to use mine for an example. I'm going to start in verse 3. Again, I'm going to use the first beginning of verse 1 and 2. So it goes like this. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, who forgives all Dennis' iniquities, who heals all Dennis' diseases." Verse 4. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, who redeemeth Dennis' life from destruction, who crowneth Dennis with loving kindness and tender mercy." Verse 5. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, who satisfies Dennis' mouth with good things, so that Dennis' youth is renewed like the eagles." And if we pray that into people's lives, and pray for people and ourselves, if we're going through hard times or whatever it may be, we don't even have to be going through hard times to pray this into our lives. This is very, very powerful. And so that's what I have for you this morning. I would encourage you to pray that and study the scriptures. And I'm actually trying to memorize this psalm right here, Psalms 103. And memorizing is kind of difficult for me. So if you think about it, you can pray for me and we can help each other. So if you have any questions, feel free to leave us a message. Just at the end of this message, just follow the prompts and it will guide you into this, into how to leave a message. May the Lord bless you.